Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Matthew, Matthew 6, 1 through 15. I'll be reading out of the New Revised Standard Version. Please stand. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound the trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty praises as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray, then, in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The word of God for the people of God.
Loving and holy God, we thank you for your word that comes to us in Christ Jesus, who is the word.
And Lord, as our focus this morning would be upon prayer, may our thoughts from our hearts, our minds, and our souls be a prayer. As you come to us in Christ, as you speak to us through your word, as you speak to us through others, as you speak to us through all of creation as it sings your praises. So come, Lord, lead us into a time of open prayer. And if we ask this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. So this morning we begin a series upon prayer, upon giving, upon serving, upon all of the things that we commit our lives to God through the church for. And so we love God with our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength, our everything. And so as we begin this series, it's only appropriate that we begin with our prayer. And I thank God for Al and the witness that you gave this morning. It was very beautiful, and it was very much heartfelt, and it was within the five-minute time limit, so... It's hard. I know it's hard to make things concise in the midst of that, but it was very, very beautiful. As we think about prayer, and I remember this image that someone gave me, that if an alien came to Earth and came upon a Christian who was praying, their image of God would be that of a vending machine. Now think about that for a moment. That the image of God would be that of a vending machine, where you put your money in, you make your selection, and you wait for it to drop out. Because sometimes I'm afraid that's what prayer has become for us. Put in your selection, wait for it to drop out. Sometimes in my own prayer life, I am praying without ceasing and forgetting that prayer is also listening without ceasing. Have you ever been in one of those conversations where someone does all the talking? And then when you start to begin to speak, and they're like, blah, 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 blah. Sometimes that's my prayer life as well. I'm just giving it all to God and not waiting for God to bless me with any of those answered prayers. Sometimes in my own prayer life, I go days without prayer. And at the end of that week, I am exhausted. I am brittle. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. And I'm like, why me, God? And then my prayer started all over again. Sometimes in our collective prayer lives, we think that our prayers must be flowery, perfumed all the time. And I challenge you, if you think in that mindset, I challenge you to read the book of Psalms, all 150 of them. And you'll see that there are prayers in there that are prayers of anguish, of anger. There are prayers of desolation. There are prayers of joy and expressions of hope. They run the whole gamut of the human emotion. Because David understood that prayer is about a relationship. And relationships take time. Relationships take energy. Relationships take all of that in order for there to be trust. And so this morning, as we look at prayer, it's how Jesus taught us to pray there in the sixth chapter of Matthew. We see that Jesus was telling his disciples and anyone who would listen there on that hillside on the Sermon on the Mount, that prayer is to be done not for anyone else other than God. That prayer is to be done in secret. The prayer is to be done as an offering to God. And so Jesus tells his disciples that when you pray, go into your closet, go into your inner sanctuary. Don't be out on the streets or out in the synagogues clanging all sorts of instruments to make sure that everyone knows that you're praying. Because then the focus is not upon your God, but your focus is upon yourself. And just another avenue of self-worship in the midst of that. But Jesus tells us that the importance of prayer is a rhythm. The rhythm of prayer. As we prayed our Lord's Prayer earlier, and as Jerry invited you to pray the Lord's Prayer as he read it, that there is a rhythm, a holy rhythm. And what Jesus points out in the midst of that holy rhythm is that our prayer is to seek the will of God. And in this rhythm, we give thanks and praise to God. We invite God's kingdom to come upon earth, that we seek his will in every day and every occurrence. And we remind ourselves that everything is provided for us by God. And that as we forgive our debts, as we forgive our sins and those who have sinned against us, so our sins, our debts are forgiven from us. And we're reminded that God is in the deliverance business, that he is the one who rescues us from the evil one. But Jesus doesn't stop there when the Lord's Prayer ends, but he says, if you forgive others their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you also. But if you don't forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Thinking about prayer and forgiveness is scary. As I look at my own life and my own faith journey, there are many, 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 many people that I need to ask forgiveness of. And there are thousands that I need to forgive. So as you look at your own faith journey and your own walk with God, are there others in your life that you need to ask forgiveness of, and are there others in your life that you need to forgive? Jesus revisits this in the midst of his teachings when he says, when you come to offer your gift at the altar and you have not forgiven your brother or your sister, leave your gift there at the altar and go and reconcile with them before you bring your gift to the altar. See, there's a close tie to prayer and forgiveness. There's a close tie to reconciliation in the midst of life through prayer, which reminds us that prayer is about relationships. A relationship with God, but loving him with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, and likewise to love our neighbor as ourselves. Prayer is love. As I invited the children in the children's sermon and challenged them to pray without ceasing, to pray throughout the week with every thought that we think. And you're thinking, well, God, there's some thoughts I don't want God to know about. Well, if we claim the theological thought that God is all-knowing, God already knows it before we even think it. So let me put it to you in this way. If you have a child, niece, nephew, neighbor, kid, and you know that they've done something, but you want them to confess, how does that feel? It helps in the relationship when the child is able to confess. So it is with our relationship with God. God knows what we've done, what we've thought, and God is waiting for us to ask forgiveness. Now here's what happens with God and sometimes happens with us. God will not stop loving us because we don't ask for forgiveness. God will continue to love us and hope for us and pray for us to begin this relationship reconciliation through forgiveness. Remember, prayer is about relationships. It's about the trust that we have in God. To lay our very soul wide open for God, for him to know everything that's happening in the midst of our lives, our struggles, our sin, our hopes, our dreams, So what God is longing to do in the midst of our life is to become the most intimate being that we can have in our life. Even more so than our spouse, God is longing and waiting for us to share everything with our lives with Him. But somehow we just hold back. Somehow we just want to hold it together. Somehow we think we've got to get it all perfect in order to make it right for God. But what God wants is all that we have. God wants our imperfect lives. God wants our issues. God wants our problems. God wants our celebrations. God wants our joys. God wants our sadness, our grief. That we can praise God by showing God our faith. We can praise God by crying to God for help. We can praise God by offering our sadness, our broken dreams, our broken heart. We can praise God by allowing God to be God in our lives. And all that happens through prayer. Sometimes we kneel and we close our eyes and we give God that reverence, that awe. Sometimes we pray with our eyes wide open, like when we're driving. Sometimes we pray in the midst of our everyday life, at our work, in our play. And sometimes as we close our eyes for sleep, we place our lives, our souls, into the hands of God. But in everything, it's a prayer. Jesus tells us in the midst of his sermon that we are to pray even for those that persecute us. He said it like this. He says, "You've heard it said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven, who makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." And then he ends that statement by saying, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." So in our prayer life, it's more than just praying for those that we love. Jesus says it's praying for those that don't love you. It's praying for those who wish your will to be gone. Praying for those who don't care about you and your relationship with God. Praying for those who want you dead, who want to hurt you physically, mentally, spiritually. Well, Jesus, you had me with the other part of prayer, but you lost me with this one. So what Jesus is trying to tell us in the midst of his Sermon on the Mount, the prayer is all-encompassing in our lives. That prayer is about relationships. Not only with God, but with our neighbors. And who are our neighbors? Everyone who's not me. So how will we love God with our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength? How will we love our neighbor as much as we love ourselves? And Jesus says, you do that beginning with prayer. with whatever is going on in your life, with whoever is going on in your life, however your life is going on, Jesus says, pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray because that's who we are. That's what we do. That's why we exist. Would you pray with me? Loving God, beautiful Savior, we thank you for your word that comes upon us through Christ. We thank you for your word that comes to us in the midst of our prayer. We thank you for your grace that is given to us in the name of Christ. We thank you, O God, for love. A love that we connect with through prayer. A love that is shared with us as we share our love with you through prayer. So Lord God, hear us as we pray. Love us as we pray. And Lord, help us to love you and our neighbor as we pray. For it's in Jesus' name that we all pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Well, as we come to this time of